I have Kat Gibbon sitting in the studio with me here right now. I'm shifting musical gears right from one spectrum to the other, I'm thinking. But I mean, music all comes from, where does music stem from? Where do you think it stems from?
Where does music stem from? Yeah. I don't think it stems from anywhere. I think it just always was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's natural communication.
I think so too. I couldn't decide whether it's derived from, like if jazz comes from classical or classical comes from jazz, but I don't know.
I feel like everything is just a giant mesh pot. Everything's influenced by everything when you end up looking at it.
Says the improviser.
Yeah.
Right. So you're here to talk about the Student Composers Concert that's happening tonight at WLU, the Maureen Forrester Hall.
Recital Hall, yes.
Yes, very cool. So, so how many people are performing tonight, and they're all from the first year, or how is this working?
It's people in the contemporary music program at Wilfrid Laurier University, so that means either composition students or composition and improvisation students will be premiering new works or doing improvisations. So some of them are performed by the composers themselves, some of them are performed by friends of them, but I'd say there is probably about 15 new pieces tonight that includes improvisations. Yeah,
that is way cool. Are you excited? You must
be. Yeah, I'm very, very excited. They're always my favorite concerts.
So you've got works by, Evan's included in this lineup tonight?
Yeah.
Hi, Evan, if you're listening. He's also with Acoustic Dirt, and there's like 6 degrees of Kat Gibbon here. There's Acoustic Dirt, and there's Onion House. Your significant other, Alex, also plays with Onion House. So,
correct, yeah.
And I met all of you bunched through Evan. So I think you're all super talented. So that is great. Are there any members of Audax in this lineup tonight as well? Any of the girls?
There's me. I think it's just me, actually. Yeah, I'm technically... Ksenia might be doing something. She doesn't have a work performed, but I think she might be performing in it, actually.
Okay. And you are also premiering two pieces.
Yes.
You want to speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. I have two vocal pieces with piano accompaniment being premiered tonight. The first one is for bass baritone and piano, and it's a love song. My friend Dylan asked me to write it for him, and so I got Alex to put together the poetry, which he did a fantastic job with, and I put that together. So Dylan will be singing that, accompanied by the lovely Stephanie Orlando on piano. And then after that, I will be premiering a piece called The Tracks Are Lonely, again with the poetry by Alex.
Okay.
And that one is by me, and that one is actually probably one of my favorite, not that I don't like the other vocal piece, but one of my favorite solo vocal compositions that I've written. A lot of depth to that one, and it really speaks to me, so I'm very excited.
While you're sitting here, you want to give people a bit of background about yourself and tell people where you were last summer and what you were doing, because I think this is amazing.
Oh, where I was last summer. It was in Paris, actually. I went to Paris to study music, and I went there during the time of a music festival called Manifest, which is a new music festival. So I went during the time of this festival and pretty much went to almost every single concert. So imagine every day going to see new music, world premieres in Paris of all these different crazy kinds of music. And I was there on a course. So the going to see the music was part of it. But the other part was we would actually study the music before we went there. So I would have this understanding and appreciation already before I went to see it. So it was absolutely amazing. I learned so much. I saw so much, and fantastic experience.
You're at a place called IRCAM.
IRCAM,
right? IRCAM.
Yes. Yeah, it's a center for music and science and research, and just everything's amazing there. If you've heard of like the soundproof rooms that, you know, like John Cage went and everything, they have a soundproof room there. They have like all these crazy instruments. I don't even know what they do, but what they do is amazing. It's fantastic.
And they have all these amazing improvisational
evolutionary
programs.
Yeah, softwares and programs, like these robots that can improvise with you like they're humans. I don't even know how they do it.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Actually, I was telling my friend Lynn Jackson about that. She went, oh yeah, I've heard about that. So you can actually get on stage and someone will sing with you.
Exactly.
They hear your voice and they can improvise what you sound like. So I think it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And you're really good at these scores anyway, because I've already talked to you about this before. Some of your music scores are perfect for horror films, you know, or psychological thrillers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You also were at a show last weekend, the Art Rock at Button Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And you debuted your 9-piece female ensemble, Odd Axe.
Yes.
How did it go?
It went absolutely fantastic. Should I give a bit of background about the group?
Yes, maybe give a bit of background on yourself and the group. I already know about you.
Okay, well, so for people who are listening who don't know who I am, I'm a composition and improvisation student at Laurier. This is my fourth year, and sort of where I've ended up venturing to in my creative journey is to putting together this new group that we just mentioned named Odd Axe, which is a creative all-female improvisational ensemble, essentially. And there's 9 girls in it. We're all singers. One of us also plays the cello. But most of the music we do is either entirely or at least somewhat improvised and incorporates elements of performance art. And we did all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, we painted our faces on stage. I can tell you that now because you didn't go and it won't surprise you anymore. But we painted our faces on stage. We did a lot of movement.
You painted your faces while you were performing?
Yeah.
It
was sort of part of the thing. People thought it was very striking. And I think it's very fitting because our name, as I mentioned to you previously, means bold. And so we're all about individuality and striking and just calling people out and making them feel and feel inspired. So it was absolutely fantastic. Many, many people were very moved and inspired by it, which is exactly what we were going for. So overall, it was a success.
And you were going to do a folk piece. What was it?
She's Like the Swallow. Canadian folk song. It's from Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't remember if I mentioned to you the title.
No,
but
you were allowed
to
tell me. And then you did Tune Yards? Did you do Tune Yards?
Yes, we did one piece called Rocking Chair by Tune Yards off her newest album called Nicky Knack. I don't know if you've ever heard any of her music.
I have.
So that was really, really fun. That was actually the piece that we did the face painting during. And so people got really excited because it was the perfect song to do it during, if you've ever heard
kidding.
That song.
She's like, I don't know what's going on in New York right now, but there's Tune Yards and there's a band called, you heard of it? Okay, John Conn was telling me about this band. Avaluna? They played at Pop Montreal?
I've heard of them, but I haven't actually gotten a chance to listen to their music yet.
Yeah, we're going to, you know what? I'm going to put some on for you for sure. Mm-hmm. It's like Talking Heads meets B-52s meets, I don't even know what. I've never heard a sound like this before. Oh, Isabella Rossellini and a David Lynch, Twin Peaks sort of scenario. That's, can you tell me? That's what comes to my mind anyway. So, and this kind of music is, the ear has to sit up and listen to it. Yeah. It's not background music. It's the center of your universe for how many minutes you're listening to it. So, and you started singing at a very young age. Got into music at a very young age because you were singing in a choir in Hamilton.
Yes, the Hamilton Children's Choir.
And you traveled, which gave you the opportunity to travel all around the world.
Yeah, like everywhere.
Which is so cool. And I know that you have a quest to travel as much as you can. And then you got to, when you were at WLU, you were sort of, when you're studying live improvised music, you're working with Glember and
Linda Catlin-Smith. Yeah.
And they sort of inspired you to go further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
To go into bold new territory.
Exactly.
La, 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 la. No pun intended. So tonight it starts at 8. Mm-hmm. Is there a ticket price? Is there an admission price?
It's absolutely free.
It's free.
The best part.
Okay. And for people who don't know, where's the Maureen Forrester Hall?
Maureen Forrester. So if you're on university and you're coming from Hazel, you come in that entrance and the music faculty is the first thing on your right. So go right in the door and the Maureen Forrester recital hall, you can't
miss it.
It's right
there.
It's right there. And you'll see ushers and people going in, so it should be pretty clear. But if not, Laurier students are friendly. Just ask them. They'll push
That's
you in
true.
The right direction.
And it's a lovely performance space, too. So this is great. Mm-hmm. This is the first, do they have more than one of these concerts a year? Or is this the first one of the year?
It's part of a series. It's a 5-concert series. There's 2 happening first semester and 3 second semester. And this is the first one of the year. So we get to see what all these composers and improvisers have been working on over the summer or what they brought in. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that is neat. That is so cool. I'm going to play Quo. Now, just to give people an idea, maybe I shouldn't tell them.
We could talk after.
Okay. So I've got Quo queued up here, and we're not going to say anything. We're going to let the audience listen to this, and then we're going to come back and talk about what inspired you to create this amazing piece called Quo on Coral FM. That was Quo. Do you want to speak a bit about how you created that, sort of?
Yeah, this is a process piece, as I mentioned to you last time we met. Basically, what I did with it is I took a very short vocal improvisation that I performed. It was about 30 seconds, and I took that material, and I snipped it up into, like, these small little fragments, and I rearranged them, I turned them backwards. I mean, I didn't even use the majority of them, actually. I probably only used maybe about 10 seconds of material for, like, this whole piece, and then I just edited it. Yeah, by the time I edited it, and, I mean, I stretched some, turn some backwards, put them through filters and stuff like that. I use those as the building blocks for my piece, and then I created using that, trying to make, with the goal in mind, trying to make something completely not sounding like the original thing. And I wish I posted. I should probably post the original material at some point so people can compare, but it sounds absolutely nothing like the original. So I think it worked.
How long did it take you to put it all together, like to compose that?
What,
do you use a special software for that?
Yeah, I used Ableton Live for that one. Have you ever used Ableton?
No.
It's a great program. It's expensive, but definitely worth it. I love it. How long did that take me? I think it was a couple weeks. I mean, I didn't work on only that. I'm a very big multitasker, so I worked on other things at the same time. But about 2 weeks, I'd say. Like, probably the first week for the improvisation, getting that material down and then chopping it up. And then after that, for planning sort of what I wanted to do, because I didn't want to go in there blindly and just throw stuff on the page. And then after that, fine-tuning, making sure I didn't have too much of certain frequencies and stuff, and panning and such.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just love that. There is something else that you are working on, too, that I wanted to talk to you about that I couldn't really... I only had so much space in the nightlife piece, which was Feed the Music.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's a project idea I sort of had but didn't come up with a name for until I think it was actually early this year. It was January. I think we had our January, February, we had our first show. But basically, I just wanted to create a student-run project where we could put together events and support artists and make people excited and promote new music, because music is something that needs to be fed. I mean, musicians are people too, and if we feed that as a community, we can, it'll grow and it'll help build. So that's pretty much the basis of that. The Art Rock show was actually in partnership with Feed the Music. So
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was a part of that kind of thing, and an idea of the kind of projects we're doing. I mean, obviously right now we're in the starting stages, so we're small, but we're hoping to offer things like workshops, like speakers and stuff like that, things, community building things essentially, but also ways to give promotion for artists and give them places to perform.
Yeah, that sounds really neat. You know, I think that's needed in this community, and you can promote new music because there's so many musicians, there's so many new musicians coming into this community, and a lot of them maybe don't know where, like, how to meet other people. Although Imbibe's a good place, I got to tell you. I've met a bunch of you there on Thursday nights, a whole bunch of people. And this is a good place for people to sort of gather, to meet, to plan and structure activities. I think that's really neat with the open jam.
We
and
need
stuff
more of that,
like that.
Though. That's the best.
It is the best. I know you have, like, when you were growing up, what were some of your favorite female singers growing up?
Oh, my favorite singers. Dolores, I forget her last name is, of the Cranberries. You know who I'm thinking of, right? She was probably one of my... No, I'm going to say the favorite. She's my favorite singer. I just loved imitating all the songs she did. She was just such a powerhouse, like, lead vocalist. And I was into the rock and stuff as well. So I really, really loved that. Growing up, I also listened to, like, really early on top of the Cranberries, I really liked Enya. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I got super into Enya.
She's soothing.
And I think, yeah, it's soothing. So soothing. And so a lot of that ethereal kind of influence in my music is probably, I'm assuming, an influence of Enya. That's what I'm thinking. I don't really know. But I actually have I don't know if you saw on my YouTube channel, I have a cover of Enya, one of her songs called Badicha. And I have like so many views. I have like probably like 10,000 or something views on that. A lot of people seem to like it. I think so. And then Enya.
Bodica.
Yeah, but Bodicha, I think Bodicha. It's pronounced. Okay. There's actually no words in the song, but it's a really cool...
We're going to play this.
Cool.
To the front.
There yeah, it's from a couple of years ago, but this is my influences, so.
Okay. Let's put this on.
Bodicha.
Bodicha.
Yeah.
Kat Gimmon on Coral FM.
Mm-hmm.
Dija Kagemin. Yeah, that's really pretty.
Yeah.
Enya cover.
I thought that was a bit of a weird thing to try because I don't know. You know Enya, right? Like, she layers everything
so much. Yeah.
So that piece actually took forever to do the cover of, but it was so fun. And it's one of my favorite covers that I've done. So, yeah.
People seem to like it at 11,000 hits.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is so cool. Okay, that was Boundless. God given. Okay, that song was a turning point for you. What happened after Boundless, after you composed Boundless?
After I composed Boundless, I realized that writing for small ensemble, but in particular for women's voices, was something that I wanted to continue with. And then I started experimenting more with that and messing around with some of my girlfriends and just improvising and stuff, and that led me to this year creating Audax, and it's been amazing. Yeah,
I wanted people to know that. I really did. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming in to be my special guest.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I wish you guys all the best with the Student Composers Night.
Mm-hmm.
Please give my best to Evan and everyone else. I think the music faculty at WLU is just aces.
Mm-hmm.
Aces. Thanks to all the, Glenn Boer and Linda Catton Smith and all these great people mm-hmm. that are guiding. But you guys are all mega talents in your own right. So please stay in touch with me and let me know everything that you're doing.
I will.
Just because we were discussing this during the break, and Boundless brought to mind this band, this group, which I've seen twice. They're called Medieval Babes. So I want you to have a listen to this. And I wish you all the best, Kat Given. I will talk to you soon. This is Medieval Babes and Amlahi.
Amlahi in some night. Amlahi in some night. Amlahi in some night. Amlahi in some night. Umlahi in Sunday, 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 Umlahi in Sunday.
Say goodbye to Kat, and I wish her all the best tonight with the student composers music night. And they're going to have five more of these, so we're going to, you know, I'm going to keep we're going to talk about this, you know, as the events come. Kat and I were just talking about the fact that a lot of the university events at the university are free, so you can come in and see these fabulous people, you know, performing, you know, crafting their songs, which I think is great.
Rosarian, one of the women, confessed that she never fired a gun in her life before the war against